concentrate on those memories that are especially important or vivid to me. The parts of my life I can still remember the taste and feel and smell of. Otherwise, we'd be here all day, and I'm hoping you can be finished by lunchtime so you can have a nap and watch Loose Women. Are they really loose? I've seen no evidence thus far, and I've watched a lot. Unless, of course, the looseness is under the table. Oh, dear. Here's what I've learnt writing this book. Memory doesn't begin with or end in what happened. In fact, I don't think it ends at all. It goes on changing, playing a kind of hide-and-seek with our minds. Some of my memories are nearly 50 years old now, and sometimes the startling clarity of them makes me doubt their reality. Do all of the people I write to remember what I remember? My dad, mum, brother, daughter, friends, lovers, and so on? I am lucky that I've kept diaries for large parts of my life on which I can anchor so many of these memories. Even so, most of my diary keeping is pure organisation and, annoyingly, doesn't tend to remind me of my true emotions at any particular juncture. For that, I must rely on my rapidly deteriorating grey matter and a lot of investigative chatter with my nearest and dearest. I shouldn't really be so surprised by the alarmingly speedy erosion of my memory. After all, my waistline has disappeared entirely. Like wearing a nappy or the lost city of Atlantis, my waist is now only a vague memory, or may even just be an ancient myth for all I know. So, it's in this spirit of reminiscence that I offer you this memoir of my life. My life so far, that is. To this end, I have decided to tell my story through letters because this way I can address my life to the people I've actually lived it with. It's not that I don't want to tell it directly to you, it's more that I know these people well and hopefully, by the end, you might know me well too. I do hope you enjoy it. If you do, feel free to tell all your friends. If not, please replace the book neatly where you found it. And if you're in a residential area, be thoughtful and leave quietly. Thank you. Dear Dad, So, you're still dead. It's been 31 years, and every day I have to remind myself of that fact, and every day I am shocked. You and I only had 19 years together, and so when I think of you, I'm still 19, and you are... What age were you? To me, you were just the right age for a dad. Old enough to be clever and young enough to be handsome. Probably about the age I am now. Blimey, that's weird. I will soon be older than you ever got to be. That's not right somehow. Parent is supposed to be older at all times. The natural form is I get older and you get just old. Then, and only then, should you be permitted to die. Even that should happen in front of the telly after a bowl of stew and a cuddle up with your missus. Not the way you died. Not like that. I'm not 19 anymore, Dad, and so many things have happened that you haven't known, so I've decided to write this book for you. I want to remember our time together, and I want to tell you about lots of stuff since. So far, it's been better than expected. Dear Dad, I'm having trouble remembering my very first memory. Each time I try, I think I'm stealing other people's first memories that I've either read or been told of. I can't remember looking out of my pram at an adoring mother. I can't remember being shocked at the first sight of my own pudgy baby fingers. I can't remember the oddly delightful feeling of a nappy full of hot new poo. Actually, on second thoughts, I can. But that came years later. There is something I can remember vividly, and when I experience it now, the effect is visceral. It takes me thundering right back to a mysteriously timeless, but definitely very early, blurry memory. The smell of my mother, of Mum. A heady aroma that embodies birth and life and strength and sex and safety and fags. Whatever perfume she adds, this smell is always there as the baseline. And for me, it's magnificent and it announces that I'm home. I swear to God, her cooking is flavoured with the